So where does a first-rate chef and philanthropist begin to form? How about at a hot dog stand in Sweden? That was Marcus Samuelsson's first job in food. As an Ethiopian child, orphaned at three, Marcus was adopted by a Swedish family. He chose a profession where black men were usually dishwashers, rarely chefs, and then he became the youngest chef to earn 3 stars from the New York Times. Today, he has restaurants in New York, D.C., London, and Sweden, and he works just as hard at raising money for charities. People beg invites to the fundraisers he throws at home, where he cooks his home food. And that's what his book, Marcus Off Duty, is all about. Contributor Rebecca Shear met up with Marcus to talk home-cooked meals and what to have in the pantry.
So let's talk about the very start of the book. You talk about your grandmother's kitchen.
Yes.
And how that's where your journey with cooking began, and how now you feel you've come full circle, which I love. I love that phrase. Tell us about your early memories of home cooking and how exactly it is that you've managed to come full circle from those early days.
Well, first of all, I would have loved to have had at least a week with my grandmother now, right? Wouldn't we all? But she's not here, but she's looking, sitting above and looking down on us, and she would be laughing because everything she cooked is hip now. If she would have known that fish liver and pig feet and pig ear and carrots, kale, Brussels sprouts, you know, she would have been like, what's going on? You went to cooking school to cook what I taught you? You know, so that's a statement right there, right? Sometimes we have to go back in order to move forward.
You talked about your family, and you have a wonderful multinational family.
Yeah, I mean, I thought every family growing up was Swedish, a little bit Korean, a little bit Jewish, and a little bit Ethiopian. But you know what? It's an interesting time to grow up in the 80s in Sweden. So I feel very fortunate that I was raised in a multicultural family, and it came through food.
And extending that multiculturalism of your family, your cookbook is incredible. It's global. It includes everything from coconut lime curried chicken to lamb lasagna. We have Ethiopian tostadas.
Yes.
So it looks to me like you must have an enormous pantry. And I would love for you to give us some idea of what to do with what might seem like some of the more exotic ingredients you include. I'm especially intrigued by that Southeast Asian chili paste you mentioned, sambal olek.
Sambal olek is wonderful, you know. It's really a chili, almost like a chili paste, a little bit rougher than a chili paste. Sambals are used all over Southeast Asia, also a lot in South Africa, actually. And it's a great rub, it's a great spice enhancer, very similar to the more popular known sriracha in a taste. It has no sweetener, it's just really delicious. And you can, you know, thin it out with some olive oil, rub it on a chicken. You can add soy and lime juice, and it can be a vinaigrette. So I love flavor, you know, a pantry that very quickly, with a little bit of acid and a little bit of salt, a little bit of oil, you can just go in different places. It's not so much about how authentic it is. It's about how delicious you want to make it. So I always say, expand on your pantry. Buy something you're not familiar with. You know, try it out. Like miso, for example. You know, we all are familiar with miso soup. But, you know, there's blonde miso, there's red miso, there's dark miso. Well, dark miso, I would rub on a steak, on red meat. Blonde miso, I would use for fish and vegetables. Red miso, I would use for poultry or vegetables, roasted vegetables. They're delicious.
What about harissa?
Oh, so you're just using all the difficult words there? Harissa is from Morocco and Tunisia. And it's a wonderful spice blend because just like Northern African cuisine, it's flavorful but not overpowered spicy, right? So harissa is wonderful to mix with some Dijon mustard, and you can have like a mustard on a hot dog or, a merguez. It's also super delicious with just like, again, roasted root vegetables, chicken, fish, and lamb. Lamb is super delicious. I would just steam fish, brush it with some mint and harissa. Super delicious. We got to stop just looking at sort of European American food. We have the whole world, and it's a more better reflection. For me, it's nothing could be more than American than just trying to find the best ingredients and make them ours, right? You got to learn something when you do, and you got to have fun.
So I think a lot of people flipping through your cookbook, they might look at so many ingredients and dishes as ethnic.
Yes.
That word, ethnic.
That word is so, I don't even know what that word means, because every everyone is ethnic. Everyone has ethnicity, right? What does that mean? Does that mean that black and brown people and Chinese people are ethnic and white people are not? Every group, you come whether you're English and German, that's your ethnicity, right? So it's also become this sort of quasi word for explaining that's strange and we have balsamic vinegar, but we don't do sambal oleg. Come on, like Mexican food for me, it's part of an American vocabulary today, right? Is that left ethnic or is that still ethnic? I don't even know when you get the ethnic passport. Is that in Canada or is that in Texas? I'm not poor. I don't really care about it. I just think it's like delicious food you can find all over the world. Sauerkraut is just as delicious as kimchi in the right preparation, right?
Right.
But also we got to be there's some values that we got to share and say, hey, this is actually better. And then there's some values we got to go back to, right? So we're becoming more diverse, but we're also cooking much more throwback and vintage. We're being more local than ever, right? So we're being both more global in terms of where they come from, but we're also being more local. We care about Farmer Ben and his carrots. We didn't care about Farmer Ben before, whoever, who else. So there's many things happening.
Marcus Samuelson, thanks so much for coming.
Tusen takk. Hej då.
Marcus Samuelson is author of Marcus Off Duty. Check out his latest projects, including Live at Red Rooster Harlem, a collection of Harlem's finest musicians. Rebecca Shear is the host and producer of the storytelling podcast Circle Round. Now, Marcus left us with a recipe to use up some of the things in our ethnic pantries. It's for Durban curry buns. Find it at splendidtable.org.